Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
As a retired RN, I know the importance of nutrition. I always have. Good food is actually healing you from the cellular level out. I'm living proof of that because for the past decade, I've been dealing with very painful brown spots on my forehead. And the painful brown spots, they're gone. There's only one thing that changed in my life, and that was taking Balance of Nature. I'll never be without my Balance of Nature, ever.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 25% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
St. George News Radio. If the NSA is listening, we can at least be entertaining. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
The thing about that song, do you hear what I hear? It's psycho. Who wrote that?
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy.
I think the shepherd boy's been in the field a little too long, don't you?
Welcome, Kate Daly Show. All right. Big thank you to Ed Ashurst, the author of Alligators in the Moat. If you haven't read that book, you can't put it down. It's done really well, and he gives out so much explosive information on that book. Let me just tell you that he talks about how Wells Fargo, the bank, has a lot to do with the money that comes over the border, the drug money. Anyway, lots of stuff there. And I was also at the end of that hour, one of the things, and by the way, I have Susan here. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
I'm so glad you're here. It's going to be a fun
too.
Hour.
Yep.
We go down the rabbit hole this hour. Let me just say that in Ed's book, Alligators in the Moat, he talked a lot about the fact that Al-Qaeda, you know, and groups like them, they raise money by allowing Latin American drug cartels to traffic the cocaine through West Africa, okay, which links the cartels to the Los Zetas and the, you know, like El Chapo's cartel, together with the Islamist groups, because most people don't realize that the Mexican cartels are international drug rings. They kind of think that they're down by the border and that's and then in Mexico and they run Mexico, but it's just this huge ring going on.
A global mafia.
Yes, a global mafia. And yep. So the highest value of exports of cocaine and heroin in Mexico are coming from Afghanistan. What's been in the news? U.S. officials saying, we just don't know why we're there. We don't understand the mission. 19 years, $1 trillion. What are we doing there?
And yeah. It wasn't what they told us was going on.
I'd like to know, what are you doing there, Poppy Fields? That produce heroin. So if you have an open border by which this ring is bringing the drugs through West Africa to Mexico and through the border to the U.S., why would you ever want that border to close? You're spending an awful lot of money in Afghanistan protecting the heroin. I mean, it's amazing to me. The whole ring is amazing. And then there was an article the other day that talked about, I think it was Monday, it said, why are all these West Africans coming through the border?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they're following the heroin that went from Afghanistan to West Africa to Mexico. Maybe there's more to that story, you think? So very interesting, the tie-ins here. So Susan, welcome to the show. Welcome to you, global listeners everywhere. And get to the website, katedalyradio.com. Make sure you go to Balance of Nature. Make sure you're getting that supplement. You're going to need it. Jeez, you're going to need it just to decipher all this stuff. I swear to you, it gets like, it's like a big headache. So I'm glad you're here. And I'm glad that Ed Ashurst came on to talk about that, because most people don't even realize that the narco terror war in Mexico and the jihadists, do you know they've had more death than the jihadist war in the Middle East in the last decade?
It's incredible.
Nobody ever says that.
Because they don't care.
I know. And
human life is cheap.
Yep. And he also said we have less border agents than we've ever had. And that's a problem. I can't believe that. I was actually shocked by that. What's going on that we have less border agents now? Anyway.
Yeah. What's driving them out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of mafia, let's talk about our government. And also, I just wanted to mention Greta. Greta.
Bless
move
her
over,
heart.
Adolf Hitler. Greta's the new Time Person of the Year. Greta, an activist. Yeah.
Because a child shall lead us.
Yeah. Nobody with anything, you know, that doesn't, not somebody that actually knows anything or has done anything or has achieved anything. No, just an activist that's been propped up by her parents and told what to say. Perfect. I always love that. Thank you, Time Magazine, that's bought and sold by the Council of Foreign Relations since its inception as a propaganda tool. Thank you for Greta. Anyway. Ugh.
Well, it isn't surprising, considering what I've been uncovering.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to give credit to George Webb, who has his own YouTube channel and mm-hmm. has been doing his own investigation. And he's just a citizen journalist mm-hmm. out there with no ties to anybody. And I would like people to refer back. So we've been talking about how Afghanistan was this big mess and, yeah. we were misled. Those
in
are
the news
actual,
this week a lot.
Yes, the titles say misled.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out if you go back, who remembers Michael Hastings? Michael Hastings was the reporter mm-hmm. who mm-hmm. was killed in a car accident where his car accelerated over 100 miles an hour, hit a palm tree, and the engine flew out.
Right.
And it was a Mercedes. And they said, our cars aren't even designed to do that. What was going on? Well, he was on to some hot information mm-hmm. regarding the CIA, regarding other things. But he had also written an article for Rolling Stone magazine, for give it what you want. But here it was, another runaway general, Army deploys PSYOPs on U.S. senators. And his allegation back in 2010 is that when the U.S. Army had ordered a team of soldiers specializing in psychological operation to manipulate visiting American senators into providing more troops and funding for the war, Rolling Stone has learned. So they were actually using the black ops mm-hmm. psychological operations that they had designed for our enemies
okay.
in Afghanistan against U.S. senators
mm-hmm.
to get them to approve more troops and more funding. Psychological manipulation. So this was 2000.
They don't even need Epstein.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was 2010. So the lieutenant colonel in charge said, my job in PSYOPs is to play with people's heads to get the enemy to behave the way we want them to behave.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I'm prohibited from doing that to our own people. So when you ask me to try to use these skills on senators and congressmen, you're crossing a line. Well, as it turns out, they crossed the line. They looked into the backgrounds of senators. They saw what their pressure points and their
mm-hmm.
and they manipulated them psychologically. So this was beyond just a sales job. This was goes way beyond. This is using what they have learned about artificial intelligence and a program that was called Darknet.
Mm-hmm. ShadowNet?
ShadowNet.
Mm-hmm.
And that ShadowNet actually was originally designed So whistleblowers have come forward. So the reason I know this, let me back up, is that George Webb had interviewed a man by the name of Patrick Berge, and he was the brainchild for this whole program. He was an IT specialist.
I need to get him on.
To join the war mm-hmm. at age 39, hardly made it through basic training, but he wanted to contribute. And he was brilliant. And he said this technology that we developed was essentially the weaponization of fake news against the enemy, which makes sense,
mm-hmm.
right?
Sure.
I mean, Tokyo Rose,
right.
wasn't that what happened
sure.
during World War II?
Yeah,
right.
For sure.
Well, it says the technology was easily capable of altering the outcome of any size country's presidential or even local election for a fraction of the cost of traditional ethical campaigns. And so
wow.
all of a sudden, when this was being developed, it says he's been speaking out since 2014, but he was over in Afghanistan, and I believe it was in 2006. Then it was being used. People were approached mm-hmm. Donald Trump and said, you know how you're having all these problems with the delegates?
Mm-hmm.
Let us help you because we can use this psychological techniques, which had now become commercialized
sure.
here in the U.S. Well, Donald Trump, we found out in the Mueller report, said, no, I'm not going to do that. But Patrick Berge said, wait a minute, who else had problems with delegates back in 2008?
Right.
So that was Hillary Clinton and Obama, right?
Right.
And look how things swung his way. And then the man whose company developed it.
Yeah, and she thought she had it. Yeah, go
ahead. Yes, the man whose company developed it became his national security advisor.
Oh, that's convenient for Obama.
James, now talk about a quid pro quo. Are we talking about it was General James Jones? And this man had a relationship with John McCain going back 40 years.
That does not surprise me.
So then he got this big contract. His company got this contract to develop this even more. And then he was allowed to take it commercially. And then the dossier was developed. All of these other things were developed.
And this was at the heart of it, the root of it.
This was the heart of it. And this was a PsyOps operation. So it turns out that the original developer of this, Peter Berge, and it's B-E-R-G-Y, tried to speak out and say, wait a minute, this is being used, the most powerful weapon we have ever developed to manipulate people. It's being used on Facebook. It's being used against campaigns. It's being used on delegates. Hey, you guys, everybody needs to wake up. And the people in charge of it are at the highest levels of our government using it against us. So this company,
and this is called ShadowNet. Wow.
Yeah, it's called Dynology.
Dynology.
And it was, he says, I pioneered on a taxpayer-appropriated Defensive Department contract for Dynology, which was owned by one of John McCain's lifelong friends for over 40 years, General James Jones. And then his son actually ran the company. The General James Jones company.
James Jones. That name's come up before.
Yes, he was the national security. He was head of the Atlantic Council. Okay. You start getting all these really big organizations.
Yeah, the big spots on the organizations, the big chairmanships and the committees. Wow.
So he said, Peter Berge's like, wait a minute, this is getting way out of control. He said, can someone explain to me how Paul Manafort and Rick Davis, whom have a 16 professional year connection with John McCain, end up working for Trump? Like, was that part of the PSYOPs? Get them involved, work for Trump?
Oh, wild.
He said, it wasn't until I saw Robert Mueller's indictment of Psy groups and how they provided Rick Gates, Paul Manafort, and Don Jr. with a proposal to use the same capabilities as the Shadow Net to influence the divided Republicans. He said, then I saw that it was being used commercially. He said, now it's all over. Like, our foreign governments have it.
Right.
Everybody's got this now. He says, Obama becomes president and then taps General James Jones as his national security advisor, quid pro quo. Perfect plan.
And he's running the company.
Yes.
That developed
exactly. And so that is what we're up against.
Jeez.
So these are called Interactive Internet Activities, IIA, an influence operation. You can create fake news, which was the case with the Senate hearing with Comey. It said, watch McCain in the last minute slips in a question we now know he already knew the answer to. He asked Comey if there was anything the Russians had on President Trump that could be used to blackmail him. He already knew about the dossier. He was setting the trap.
Oh, that makes so much more sense right now.
Yes, literally created from Russian FSB agents and paid for by Hillary Clinton.
We have more on this. Don't go anywhere. This is just unraveling. ShadowNet at the heart of so much that we're dealing with today. Wow. Good work, Susan. We'll be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.